Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Not sure if I'm in spring or summer or winter right now, but...
Yes. Well, we are in the new studio and this is your first time to be here in the new studio. What do you think?
Well, I'm all excited. It's sort of a little bit confusing because I don't know where my usual place is. I like the big table.
Yes.
It's a big new table and it's brighter and has more room than the little space. But
yeah,
I think it still needs to be tweaked a little bit.
There you go. Well, we'll get used to it. We'll make our home here. So today we want to talk on Travel Tuesday about travel trends and things that you're seeing as a travel agent people are looking for.
Yeah, it seems that, you know, it's also my passion, but one of the things that people I think are looking for are traveling out of the box a little bit and maybe in the trend of adventure travel and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
People are not just, you know, going on a big cruise ship or going on a guided tour with seats or going to Disneyland or something like that. They're doing things that are a little bit out of the ordinary or pushing themselves a little more.
Yeah. Does it require you as a travel agent to maybe customize things a bit more for them? Or are there opportunities for people really to, in a package kind of a deal, have that adventure or that wellness experience?
It's really a little bit of both. There are some people who are well-traveled, who have been to most of the places all of us want to go to already, and they want to explore it more. Or they have a passion. They're painters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go to this certain museum and watch someone paint at a certain time. Or you just want to sit by the water. I know you're a painter, Michelle. So,
yes.
You know, you just want to sit there and wait and get this feeling about something where it's sort of more relaxing a little bit and following what your passion is. You know, we all have this thing that if we didn't have to work and if we didn't have responsibilities, what would you do? And, you know, all of us have that. And I think some of us are saying, you know, we only go around life once that we know about. So why not do it now while we're healthy enough to travel?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's a lot of the trend. And for those people who've been everywhere and done everything, yes, they need to have it, personalized for you. When a lot of times when you go, you know, there are small groups that are adventure, like if you like to hike, if you like to go bike riding, if you're like to kayak or horseback ride, there are companies that specialize in putting it together. So instead of taking a bus from point A to point B, you'll walk for a little bit that night. The next day, maybe you'll take a bicycle ride.
Mm-hmm.
The next day after that, maybe you'll do some kayaking and just stay in a place for a few days. Gives you a chance to smell and touch and feel the environment, meet the locals. When you're walking through from point A to point B, you can stop and talk to people.
Right, yeah. Or taking that bike path where you're going to see an entirely different viewpoint than you would on, say, you know, being in a tour bus or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. So I think it can be either way. You know, a lot of the information that we have is we've experienced them ourselves or have sent other people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of the places are not, you know, your usual meet at Rome train station. Some of them are obscure and it's harder to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you're getting to the right place by the right time. And, you know, just booking a flight on your own is one thing, but sometimes you can go into the wrong airport or there's a better airport because you looked online and said, oh, this is the best airport for this town. That's not necessarily so. We know other things.
Great, great.
So
what is the sort of recent travel adventures that you've booked for people?
Oh, well, recent, let's see. I have people doing a biking trip to Scotland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're doing it. And they go places pretty different, you know, differently all the time. I know they just came back from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
For the same people, we're looking into Africa for 2019. So there are people who, you know, the best revenge when you come back from your trip is to book your next one, but they're already planning because, believe it or not, a lot of the space for 2019 on the smaller groups is already selling out.
Really? Okay.
And the really unique journeys, you have to book ahead of time mm-hmm. because maybe there's only 12 cabins on a ship. Or maybe it's such an amazing itinerary. One of my agents just sent me something. It's on a new cruise ship. It's just more of like a yacht experience. So there's 24 cabins. And it's doing, you're overnighting in Jordan and Israel and Egypt. And I'm like, oh my God, that's perfect. Like being a scuba diver, I said, that's perfect. I get to dive and see it. And it's like, what an itinerary. And that's for November of 19. Uh-huh. And it's probably going to sell within a week or two.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
There's other people I know doing a cruise to Australia, New Zealand in January, and it's waitlisted. Everything.
Hmm.
The World Cruise, the 180-day for 2020, most of the cabins are sold out already.
My goodness.
So, you know, it depends on who you are and what you want. And then there are last-minute things. I have people going wanting to go to Greece in August. They have 15 days. I called three of the cruise lines. They're completely sold out. I'm like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
Right.
You know, I'm looking actually at 19 and 20 right now to see, you know, where our KSRO roads can take us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
sure.
What are we going to do in 20 or late 19?
My goodness, you're really always looking forward.
You
then.
Have to.
Yeah.
And, travel can be fun. Travel can be challenging, too. I was just fortunate enough. I went to one of my dream destinations, which is in the U.S. It's Canyon Ranch in Tucson.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you something. There's so much more than even being in the business that I knew about. But I'll talk a little bit more about that. But flying with the airlines is a challenge these days.
Mm-hmm.
My flight was supposed to leave at 12:50, and it's about an hour and 45 minutes, and I was coming home. You know, flight. It didn't leave Tucson until 7:45 p.m.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, and the bad thing was that they kept moving the flight time departure like an hour and a half. So it wasn't like you got there at 11:30 and they said, oh, you know, come back at 6, you know, because
right.
the flight's done and you could have enjoyed the day. They kept stringing you along.
Oh.
So we all have those issues. So the one suggestion I have, first, if I hadn't come from a wellness resort, I might have been not as nice about
not as
dealing with
dealing
the time.
With it, yeah.
but for the most part, you have to bring your patience. Bring a book that you haven't had a chance to read. Bring your computer, catch up on all your emails while you've been away that you haven't had time. Search for that gizmo that you've been looking for, saying, oh, I need to get a new whatever it is.
Right.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, and just realize, don't get angry. There's nothing the anger can do. It doesn't make the plane get there faster or make it get repaired faster
yeah.
or
You know what's so funny? My brain immediately went to, well, I would get out my sketchbook because that would give me more time to draw things,
yes.
right?
Yeah, so there, and you never know who you're going to meet at the airport.
Sure, yeah.
You know, other people are in the same boat as you. You know, they're like, oh, great, you know, we're delayed and blah, 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 you
mm-hmm.
know, and you start talking. You never know. Maybe it's a business opportunity that's just, you know, things happen for a reason, so you have to always look at the positive side.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't happy getting back that late, to be
no.
honest. But
yeah.
I did get through a lot of work that I needed to do, although my computer wasn't doing a good job at it. But, you know, I did catch up on some things I
yeah.
needed to do.
And a lot of airports also have art displays.
So yeah.
those are fun, too, if you either have a longer sort of stay in between airports or something like that, or in your case, you just get pushed back and pushed back with your original
yeah.
flight.
Yeah.
Check out some of the artwork there.
San
they
Francisco has
stuff.
A great
yeah.
old radio display. So
oh,
you
cool.
have the old radios that you used to have, and they have the Wurlitzers, you know, that with the big, I don't know what you call it, big speaker.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so they had, you know, tons of that. I've seen games, you know, so you're right. You know, being in the airport can give you the time to, enjoy looking at things you normally wouldn't. You'd be rushing past.
Yeah, so. Those are fun. So tell me a little bit. You went to Canyon Ranch. Okay, now this is not something I've ever experienced. I've been to, I've had a massage one time at Massage Envy, but that was it. Like, I've never done any spa experiences. So what was this like?
Well, the thing that I'm learning, because I am a wellness specialist now. I've taken classes, and I will be speaking at a conference at the end of May in Miami. Mm-hmm. But basically, all the wellness resorts are different. It's not just a spa. It's not just where you're going to go get massage or a facial or mm-hmm. get a manicure, pedicure, and do some exercise class. It's not that at all. Each one is different. There's spas that you do that. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are more retreats. There are some that are boot camps. There are some that are a complete wellness center, which is what surprised me. And there were other agents who went on this trip. We were all shocked at how much there really is to do. And some let you have caffeine. Some don't let you have caffeine. Some let you drink alcohol. Some don't let you drink alcohol. Some don't give you anything with sugar. Some say, here's chocolate, here's ice cream, but on a lower, you know. So you have to qualify it,
yeah.
You know, and which is something that I'm learning more about myself. But having had the opportunity to go to Canyon Ranch, which is a place I've dreamed about all, you know, for years, has been quite an experience.
Wow, so fun. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And you can find out how to book your own Canyon Ranch escape or any other kind of fun adventure travel or bucket list kind of vacation that you're looking for. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. And Wise is spelled with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
If you love ice cream like we love ice cream, you've got to love Cold Stone Creamery. And now you can get a $50 gift certificate for only $25 at mysonomadeals.com. We make our rich, super creamy ice cream fresh in every store every day to create the ultimate ice cream experience, now for half off. Get your $50 gift certificate for only $25 at mysonomadeals.com. While you're there, check out other half-off deals for places like Lupe's Diner and Carter House Inns. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Hi, this is Rachel Erickson at Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison with offices here in Santa Rosa and in San Francisco. You know us as your car accident and insurance claims attorneys, and now I am accepting family law cases. You can give me a call at the office at 707-544-9006 for all your divorce, custody, and spousal support needs. Give us a call.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com. That's kcehlaw.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to TravelWise here on KSRO, our Travel Tuesday spot. And we're talking about adventure travel, about wellness, and Elise Corey, who is the owner of TravelWise, just went on a trip to Canyon Ranch in Arizona. So tell us a little bit about what this facility is like. Had you ever been there before?
I've been there for a day just to look at the outside, but never to experience it. And mm-hmm. first of all, Tucson is a beautiful, beautiful place mm-hmm. in the U.S. It's just got such spirituality when you get there. Yeah, it does get hot in the, you know, during the middle of the day in the desert. But right now, cactus flowers are just starting to come out. It's just always been a wonderful, a touching place to me for some reason, that area. So, but going back, like, what surprised me here was that besides your regular spa treatments, scrubs, facials, massages, you know, three kinds of steam rooms and that kind of thing, and exercise classes, more than you could possibly do, things you haven't heard of are here. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I found really good, like this week is Women's Week, And I wish I would have known, because that would have been awesome to go and have exercises and people talking just to women about themselves. But they have different things. You can do a complete medical workshop, blood testing and everything.
Really?
I did fitness testing to see what my fitness age was. Mm-hmm. I also did DNA testing to see what my fat, protein, and carbohydrates were. They have metaphysical, where you can have anything from a tarot card reading to an astrological chart to Tai Chi to Qigong to, anything. Yoga classes. There's like 10 to 15 different style yoga classes. The other thing is, if you're going through, a traumatic stage, if you've lost someone, they have a program for dealing with the loss of someone.
Really?
Post-traumatic syndrome classes. There's dieting, how to lose weight, how to stay with weight loss. There's fun things like volleyball and tennis and pickleball. We went hiking. There's hiking and biking. I mean, there's so much to do. And it's the sad part is you have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
And plus some downtime for yourself. But it's beautiful grounds. It's perfectly marked. The rooms are comfortable. The treatments are great. I had a treatment that was a scrub, soak in an herbal bath, and then a massage.
Wow.
I mean, hello. I mean, so, and plus I did talk to people about how can I improve myself? How can I do strength training? So I think if you have a group of friends, you're not quite sure what you want to do, it is really good. If you're really, there is no alcohol, but you can bring them into your room a little different. And you can't have caffeine. You can't have your chocolate. The meals are prepared so well with good ingredients that you're just like, wow. And they taste really good. Mm. So, if you have a small group of friends, you don't know what to do. You're celebrating a milestone birthday. You have just a family get together. They even have casitas you can rent that are, 2-3 bedroom. So, we're going to have them, they're going to come and talk on the show in more detail about all what they have to offer. But, please feel free to call me and ask me about it. Having had one hands-on experience makes quite a difference, but we can cater something, it's all inclusive, gratuities included. They pick you up at the airport and you're there. And the only thing you pay for is if you want, they have two gift shops, so if you want souvenirs from there, or you can even get, if you want Botox or you want facial, I mean, they have everything, sleep studies. I mean, it's a one-stop shop for anything and everything you possibly can. They even have a family week in the summer, and minimum age is 14. So if there's something that you want to do, let me know. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to put a small group together. It's a win-win. It really is.
Wow. But
that's one of the trends, wellness, taking care of oneself. We all take care of everybody else, but when it comes to us, we put us on the back burner. Right. We're sort of last.
And how do you feel? You were there for 4 days, so how do you feel after it?
Well, I was able to deal with my flight delay very easily. Normally, I'd be a little bit more stressed. I felt I wanted another day, because the first day you get there and the last day you leave, although I could have spent the whole day if I would have known about the flight. But for the most part, I think 4 nights is okay, but 5 would have been better. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much more. And each day you learn, oh, I missed this. Oh, I missed that. I mean,
Yeah.
So I really think even a week is not too much. You have Wi-Fi, so you can be connected if you want. They have 2 good restaurants. There's entertainment. Oh, the best part, there's a ropes course. We went and met with an astronomer who looked at the stars in one of those big telescopes. So you name it. There's creative workshops, art drawing. Ask me about it, because it's something that is amazing. There's other spas that are, if you are going through a transitional period and you have to make a change, whether it's divorce or a life change or something's just not right, or if you've had a dependency, there's places that are more like a boot camp, which is good for that. There's some that are international. There's some that are close by. So there's a lot. This is the trend that's going, because everybody is concerned about how do I look better? How do I feel better? How do I kick these habits? How do I become a better person? Why am I being such a jerk sometimes? You know, and it helps with that. So, yeah, it's not inexpensive. It's not like going to a small little hotel or a campground overnight. Right. This is something that you save up for, and what you take back with you is irreplaceable.
Hmm.
It really changes your life.
Well, it sounds like a real different way to look at a vacation, because a lot of times a vacation is something where, you know, you're just either just going all crazy and you're doing as much as you can, and then you come back and you're just spent. You're done. You need a vacation after your vacation, right? People say that all the time. I need a vacation after my vacation. I'm so tired. So this sounds like sort of the opposite, that you've really invested in yourself and taken care of yourself during that time, and you feel better coming out of your vacation.
You can do as much as you want. You can do classes from 6 in the morning all day till 10 p.m.
Hmm.
You know, you can go, or you can say, no, I'm going to take a few hours and just, you know, relax at the pool. They have, I think, I want to say 3 or 4 pools. I can't remember. And you can sit and do that. Plus, they have a water place you can do underwater treadmill. I mean, on and on. But we'll talk more about it when Canyon Ranch comes on to talk about it. We're also looking at being at the Women's Expo show at the end of October.
Great.
We're looking at having a booth there to talk more and offer you some special discounts and, you know, additions. But
See, this is the great thing about having a travel agent who has that experience on her side, because if this is something you're interested in, at least now is an expert in this wellness.
I'm called an ambassador. They invited 11 travel agents. I'm one of them, and they were all through the U.S. So I feel very proud about that, and because I'm passionate about travel. I love travel. I love helping people achieve their dreams. I love, you know, and every person's different. You may not be interested in that. You may want to just do one of the bus tours. And yeah, there's different companies, and it's not all about the dollar price. Mm-hmm. It's what's included, because the dollar price might look great, but your out-of-pocket expense when you get there is going to be like you should have chose a luxury tour company for the amount of out-of-pocket you have.
Right, right.
So there's something for everyone. And it really helps to talk to someone. And plus, we offer special inclusions you cannot get by booking online. You're just a confirmation number when you book by yourself. When you book through a travel agency, especially a Virtuoso travel agency, you get more than you ask for.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main reason, I would think. The experience and that level of service. It's going to be just so much higher than anywhere else. To talk to Elise, the best thing is just to send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. We've got a few minutes. Let's talk a little bit about our Ireland tour.
Yeah.
So this is coming up, Shades of Ireland. It will be over St. Patrick's Day in 2019 with Pat Kerrigan.
Yes.
How's the sign-up going? Are people signing up for
this? It's going pretty steady.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to have another event. I believe, don't hold me to the date, but I believe it's June 7th.
Okay.
And we'll let you know a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
But come September, the offer's not going to exist anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're...
Okay.
I mean, so, you know, they have a certain limit when we can get these rates and these values and these inclusions. And then, you know, we may not be able to add more people after that. So if you're even on the fence, put your deposit down. Get your spot. And then you can always change if you need to before September.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you locked in the price and the extra special values that we're going to be able to do on this.
Yeah. And this is so fantastic. It's March 9th through March 18th of 2019. 10 days in Ireland. Your flight is included. And we're actually leaving from Santa Rosa, right?
Santa Rosa or Petaluma. We'll figure out which is better for everybody to leave their cars for an extended period of time.
But you don't, this doesn't mean that you have to like drive down to Oakland or San Francisco or anything.
Everything
like that
is included.
That's
what's
so great.
Not included are your little extra purchases, your, you know, most of the meals, I mean, almost all, but there might be something, you know,
like a lunch
one day
here
it isn't
there.
That you want to go grab something from a street vendor or something, or you just one of those people like me who eats all day long, you know. So, but you know, I encourage you to come with us, because you know you create a family, and it's an extended family. So even if you're a solo traveler, you won't be for long, and you'll meet new friends that maybe you can go with. So there's great prices, $35.99 and for double, and then 30 $4,049 for a solo traveler, mm-hmm. you know, including everything, and you have your own room. So just think about it. And if you're on the fence, talk to us. We'll help you decide if it's right for you.
Yeah. And this is a great price to be able to go and visit Ireland at the time of year when it's going to be so beautiful. And of course, at St. Patrick's Day, too. And you're with Pat Carrigan, who has Irish background and has never been. And she is going to be our fearless leader and be so excited. She's just already pumped. We can see her walking through the halls. I'm going to Ireland. So please reach out to Elise. What's the best phone number for you?
You can reach me at, of course, it's 707, but 935-WISE, that's W-I-Z-E, or 935-9493, or send me an email, ksro@travelwisewithaz.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net.
All right, we will see you next week. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.